genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we have a giveaway today, two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe, which we'll be giving away just a little bit later in the show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is secrets. Each of my guests is giving away secrets about his or her topic. My first guest is a staunch believer in improving the financial education of Americans. However, she's taken time away from her financial literacy training to edit a book by the late Napoleon Hill. This book was never published and has been released only after the death of Napoleon Hill's family members because of its controversial nature. We'll discuss the lost classic, Outwitting the Devil. My second guest is the Che Guevara of guerrilla selling. He's going to give us seven guerrilla strategies to double our business in less than a year. My third guest is an expert on achieving goals. She'll give us five steps to be a conscious creator in our own lives from her book titled Reach Your Dreams. And if you want to ask a question or join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Sharon Lecter is the founder of Pay Your Family First, a financial education organization, and Youthpreneur, an innovative new way to spark entrepreneurial spirit in our children. She's a lifelong education advocate. Sharon is an entrepreneur, an author, a philanthropist, an educator, an international speaker, a licensed CPA, and a mother. She is appointed to the President's Advisory Council on Financial Literacy. As a council member, Sharon is directly responsible to the President and the Treasury Secretary for creating interesting and innovative ways to influence financial education. Sharon is best known as worldwide as a co-author of the international best-selling book Rich Dad, Poor Dad and the Rich Dad series of books. Rich Dad, Poor Dad has been on the New York Times bestseller list for over 6.5 years, selling well in excess of 27 million copies. She's a committed philanthropist. She gives back to world communities. She's joining us from New York City. Hi, Sharon. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for being our guest. You're truly a thought leader, not only with your Rich Dad, Poor Dad series, but now editing the Napoleon Hill book. And let's start with the story behind the book, Outwitting the Devil, because that's as interesting to me as the book itself. Tell us the path that the manuscript took from Napoleon Hill and how it eventually got to you and why the family was so reluctant to publish it.
Well, it's quite a drama in itself, Bill. Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich, and many of your listeners know that book as being the foundational work of all success, and it was published in 1937. But he himself was frustrated because he said, you know, this is my life's work. These are what people need to do to become successful, but people will still not do what they need to do, even though if they have the knowledge, they'll still have roadblocks and self-limiting beliefs that are going to keep them from reaching success. And so the very next year, in 1938, he sat down and wrote Outwitting the Devil. And he takes on those self-limiting beliefs, those things that stand in the way of each of us reaching our dreams. And he did it through a parable. He did it as a discussion with the devil, an interrogation of the devil, as to how those negative thoughts get in and can keep us from reaching success. And so the first part of the book is very endearing. He actually shows his own path as a young man, his successes, his failures. And you really, as a reader, you kind of realize that this great philosopher, this famous author, was just like each and every one of us. He had his failures. He had his fears. He had those moments when he felt like he was all alone. world had given him a raw deal, and then he would pull himself up by his bootstraps because of the philosophies he had written in Think and Grow Rich, and again, reach that success. So he sat down and he wrote this book because he wanted people to really get past those fears, get through those obstacles, and it scared his wife to death because he took on organized religion, he took on politics, he took on sex, cigarettes, alcohol, education, and his wife said, there is no way we're going to publish this book.
Well, and it's an interesting story, but Napoleon Hill died, I believe it was 1970 when he passed away, and that has been well over 40 years since he passed away at this point. How come after his death in 1970, the family didn't even publish it then?
Well, the roller coaster continued. His wife didn't die until 1984, so that gets us to 84.
Mm-hmm.
When she passed away, the manuscript was given to her sister, and her sister just died 3 years ago. And so the sister's husband, who is the chairman of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, said, okay, I believe, given what's happening in our economy, that this is the right message for today. And it truly is. I mean, when I received the manuscript, it was a Xerox copy. You know, imagine in 1938, it was on a manual typewriter.
Sure.
He had his hand notes written on it. And it was, when I got it, just looking at the title, I said, this is one hot potato. And then I read it, and it was transformational for me. And I thought, this book has got to get out, because it really, sometimes people, particularly today, they're paralyzed with their fear. We feel alone. We've been upside down financially. We've lost our jobs, or we don't know what to do. We've got a business that's sitting on the edge, and we feel disenfranchised. We're angry. We're fearful, and we're paralyzed.
Well, my guest is Sharon Lecter, author, actually editor of the new book, Outwitting the Devil, The Secret to Freedom and Success. Close the loop for us, Sharon, though. How did the manuscript get from the family to you? Why were you selected, of all the people in the world, to edit this book? How did it become you?
What a huge honor. Don Green, who's the CEO of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, called me and said, Sharon, I need your advice. It was about a month before we released my most recent work before this, which was called 3 Feet from Gold, a book that I worked on for the foundation, bringing some of Hill's concepts into today's world, talking to many people successful people today.
Hmm.
And 3 Feet from Gold was published in October of 2009, and that's when I received this book. He called me and said, Sharon, you know, I really respect your opinion. I would like for you to look through this and tell me what you think. And it was awesome. Such a humbling and yet such a huge responsibility to read it and say, can I do it justice? Can I take this manuscript and relate it from 1938 to the world today and make it equally as powerful today as it would have been then?
And you did a great job with it. My guest is Sharon Lecter. So, Sharon, you draw parallels between Outwitting the Devil being published today, given our current economic situation and our social times, and Napoleon Hill's classic Think and Grow Rich being published in 1937, towards the end of the Great Depression. Give us the parallels that you see between our two times and why Outwitting the Devil is the perfect book for today's times.
Well, I think if you look at Think and Grow Rich, many people attribute their successful businesses today to having read Think and Grow Rich. It was very important. It helped people understand the importance of free enterprise, the importance of taking control of your own destiny, taking control of your own finances, and creating success through entrepreneurship. And when you think of it today, that same message is equally strong today. So Think and Grow Rich is a powerful tool today as well. But I think what happens where we are today is, even back in 38, we were dealing with war. We're dealing with war now.
Mm-hmm.
Economy was upside down then, upside down now. Unemployment was high then, unemployment was high now. But I believe as a world and as a country, we've gotten so many entitlements and so many expectations for handouts that we really need something that's a little provocative, a little in your face, to kind of dynamite people out of inaction and paralysis into action. And Gen Y loves this book. They love it because it is a little in your face. They love it because it's something that they can relate to, because it tells the truth.
No, that is great. And I was going to ask you about that, but you've already answered the question. My guest is Sharon Lecter, who edited the book Outwitting the Devil, The Secrets to Freedom and Success, written by Napoleon Hill way back in 1938. And one of the key points that the devil makes in this book, in this dialogue between Napoleon Hill and the devil, is that the devil uses fear to control people. So give us an idea of the types of fear that the devil uses to keep people from achieving all that they're meant to achieve.
Well, he outlines six different fears. Fear of poverty, which is a huge one right now.
Sure.
Fear of criticism. And I know when I read that, talk about being shot between the eyes. I mean, fear of criticism is a huge issue for many of us. Fear of death, fear of ill health, fear of, of loss. All of these fears are things that we can relate to on a personal level. And the book helps you understand that when you can't hold fear and faith in your brain at the same time. So the whole message of outwitting the devil is to identify the fear and replace it with faith and be able to have faith in yourself and have faith in where you're headed. And if you have that definite goal, one of the big things he draws in the book is a parallel between a drifter and a non-drifter. And that drifter is someone who is aimlessly going through life, easily swayed. They don't have their own goal. Versus a non-drifter, the devil says, I can't mess with them because they know what they want in life and they are set on achieving it. Yes, they can get derailed, but they always know how to correct the course.
And that's a very important lesson to learn. My guest is Sharon Lecter. Sharon, part of what made the book controversial, at least in the 1930s, was that it was a dialogue between Napoleon Hill and the devil itself. Now, that wasn't the first time that Napoleon Hill had used this literary trick of a dialogue between two people to make his point. Earlier, he wrote a dialogue between himself and Andrew Carnegie, who was at that time dead, so it was very hard to have that conversation in real life. How does the dialogue between Hill and Devil advance the ideas of the book, do you think?
Well, because it engages the reader, and even at the beginning of the book, Hill talks to the reader, and he says, it's up to you to determine if you think I'm talking to the real devil or whether I'm talking to an imaginary devil, that inner voice, that little voice on your shoulder that says you're not good enough, you can't do it. He says, it doesn't matter. It's up to you to determine which one it is. The issue is, will you find value in the information? And so I often parallel the book to that movie, A Few Good Men, mm-hmm. the guy on the witness stand. You can't handle the truth. That's the image that we want to create in people's minds when they're reading this, because it's as if the devil can't lie. He's on the witness stand, and this interaction between Hill and the devil is drawing out how those negative thoughts, those negative beliefs, those fears can get inside us and disrupt our futures. And by doing it in that kind of manner, in that kind of storyline, you start relating to some of the issues that come up. And then you say, whoa, that's happening in my life.
You absolutely do. There's no doubt about it. My guest is Sharon Lecter. Sharon, some of the things that made the book so controversial, as you stated in the outset, was that Hill made assessments of the institutions of the day. And in particular, he took aim at public schools, he took aim at organized religion, big government, and after all, this was the Roosevelt-era government that we were dealing with at the time, and he took aim at some of the large businesses that were around as well. Let's take a look at some of these controversial assessments. Do you think that Hill's assessments of schools, organized religions, and everything else ring true today?
Absolutely.
How so?
When we talk about education, he really talks about the importance of experiential learning. He says instead of drilling our information into our children, we need to make them critical problem solvers, get them back into a creative space so they can learn how to solve problems and solutions instead of becoming drill sergeants. And that's so prevalent today. And as you mentioned earlier, my whole passion is financial education, mm-hmm. and my company, Pay Your Family First, we're dedicated. Everything we do is to create experiential learning tools to help people that care about their kids or care about their own financial lives to really take charge and impart that in their life. Then he takes on religion, and he doesn't say religion is bad. He says, think about your own past religious upbringing. Was it done through faith or was it through fear? And I was raised Southern Baptist, and I can remember a minister that scared me to death, and I still think about him today. In the same church at the same time was another minister that held me up and made me believe I could do and be anything I wanted to be. And so it's really, think about what those kinds of things, your own parents, how did your parents bring you up? Did they tell you you were a loser, or did they tell you you could be anything you wanted to be? And so it allows you to start looking inside and say, what are those things that maybe are holding me back that I don't even know? They're subconscious triggers.
All right. And then he takes on big government as well. Now, at the time, it was the Roosevelt administration. A lot of new things were being tried for the very first time. The WPA, Social Security was being introduced at that time, unemployment benefits, etc. Today, we've got government. How does Napoleon Hill's assessment of big government stand up in today's modern economy?
Well, it's as if he wrote it today. He talks about the need to move from entitlement programs to empowerment programs. He talks about the fact that the government should not be looked at as providing livelihoods, but providing stimulation for others to create livelihoods. You know, the whole concept of what he's trying to share here is that government should be of the people and not for the people. We need to create education and stimulate free enterprise businesses to generate jobs, not have jobs by the government.
That we do. And I'm talking to Sharon Lecter, who edited the book by Napoleon Hill titled Outwitting the Devil, The Secrets to Freedom and of Success. When you got the original manuscript, Sharon, and you saw the original handwritten notes on the typed pages, how did that make you feel? I mean, what was your experience when you first got that and got a glimpse into the mind of Napoleon Hill?
It was exhilarating. I think I was probably only the fourth or fifth person ever to read it.
Wow.
And certainly when I saw the title, it's like, oh my goodness, as I said, a hot potato is the best description I can give you, because it's like, do I really want to get involved in this kind of controversy? And I'll tell you, quite honestly, I read it in one sitting, and this incredible peace came over me, because I said, what a responsibility, but what an honor to have the opportunity to share this information at a time when it is needed so badly. And as you've mentioned, I've been involved in a lot of pretty powerful books and had the pleasure and honor to be involved in them. And my team, of course, whether they wanted to or not, have had to read all 18 of my books. But without exception and independent of each other, everyone around me has come to me and said, Sharon, this is the most powerful book you've ever had anything to do with.
Wow. Well, Sharon, what do you want readers to take away from reading the book, Outwitting the Devil?
That there is hope, that there is an opportunity for you to take control of your life. You are not alone. And if ever you had an opportunity to spend $15 or whatever it is on Amazon now, it's probably even cheaper than that, to turn your life around, would you take it? And why wouldn't you? I know that this book had a huge, powerful impact on my life. The kind of stories I'm hearing. I had a young gal at an event last week with tears in her eyes, and she says, I didn't want to come tonight. My sister made me. And she says, I now know I was supposed to be here. I was supposed to have this book. And the whole concept is, if you have negativity in your life, this book will give you the pathway to get rid of that negativity and turn it into faith and be able to reach your dreams. And that's not it's not blowing smoke. As you, I will tell you, your first comments to me when we started talking today was, I love the book.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting that over and over and over again for people. This is the right book at the right time. The other comment I get is, Sharon, I feel like this book was written just for me.
Well, it is the right book for the right time. I've been talking to Sharon Lecter, editor of the book Outwitting the Devil, written by Napoleon Hill back in 1937. Sharon, if people are intrigued by this, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, if you go to outwittingthedevil.com, www.outwittingthedevil.com, there's actually a secret chapter there you can download.
Ooh.
That was not actually did not make it into the final manuscript. So I pulled it out and put it as a free gift to anybody that goes to the site. But the book itself can be ordered through Amazon or Barnes & Noble through that site as well, outwittingthedevil.com. Obviously, you can go to your local bookstore or amazon.com directly as well. But the only place you'll find the secret chapter, which is an interview format just similar you talked about with him, with his invisible counselors, many of history and people from history that he talked to about success and elements that each of them contributed to the world of thought.
Oh, that is great. My guest has been Sharon Lecter. Sharon, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming. We'll talk to you down the road.
You are fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.